More hot weather hits Southern California, extending into next week. Los Angeles fresh off a roughly week-long heat wave that shattered some temperature records, another round of hot weather is expected in the Southland beginning Friday and continuing into next week. A significant heat wave will impact Southern California through at least this weekend, according to the National Weather Service. A large portion of the mountains, foothills, and valleys away from the coast will experience dangerously hot conditions, and very warm conditions may extend toward the coast. Monsoonal moisture will potentially bring thunderstorms to the interior mountains and valleys over the weekend. The NWS has already issued an excessive heat watch that will be in effect from Friday morning through July 24 for the Santa Clarita Valley, Santa Monica Mountains Recreational Area, Calabasas, the Western San Fernando Valley, the San Gabriel Mountains, the Antelope Valley, and the 5 and 14 freeway corridors. Forecasters said the affected areas could see temperatures ranging from 95 to 110 each day, with overnight lows dropping only into the 70s. The heat will affect a large portion of the Southern California mountains and valleys away from the coast. Heat will continue to build over interior areas for the remainder of this week, with related impacts becoming increasingly significant by the end of this week, according to the NWS. The marine layer will likely keep temperatures in the 70s at beaches. But temperatures will rise into the 80s in the coastal valleys by Friday, reaching the 90s in some foothill areas. Forecasters said temperatures Thursday will generally rise by 2 to 5 degrees Thursday, and another 2 to 5 degrees Friday. As usual, the Antelope Valley will likely see the highest temperatures during the heat event. Saturday will bring the highest chance of showers in the short term, as monsoonal moisture aloft may have the potential to bring isolated showers and thunderstorms to the San Gabriels and Antelope Valley, according to the NWS. Onshore flow could help bring the temperatures down a little, but it will not be a permanent reprieve from the heat.